Good morning, my friends. Good morning and welcome. You are listening to the fastest 4 hours in talk radio. 3 hours down, 1 hour left to go. We call it Frankly Speaking Radio. Welcome to all of you joining us on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at www.republicbroadcasting.org. That's the only officially sanctioned website of the network. Lots of great information, links, and what can I say? Just about everything you could possibly want or need as far as information goes right there. Also, you can visit our website. Lots of incredible information courtesy of our hard-working webmaster, James. That website, www.franklyspeakingradio.com. Our phone number, if you choose to exercise this right of yours, is very simple to use. Just pick up the phone, 800-313-9443, toll-free, and worldwide, 1-800-313-9443. I invite you all to participate in an open-line hour. I have more than enough news, although most of my news segments are quite lengthy and would take probably more than an hour to get into. So, you know, we can do some phone calls if you're interested in that. Just pick it up and dial. It's that easy. So, as I mentioned to you, we are under a tornado watch, tornado warning. I can never keep the track of which one is worse, but it certainly doesn't look good outside. The weather's been bad. It's been really bad in Oklahoma, really bad in Texas, and it's projected to be that way here anyway, today and tomorrow, or the day that's coming, which is technically Wednesday. So anyway, I bring this up for a reason. It has not come up recently. It certainly hasn't come up since we've been on nights, but it did happen a few times in the when we were doing the mornings. If there's a power outage, obviously we disconnect, and then we'll have to scramble and sort out. And my producers and I, over various times, have implemented some backup options, some backup plans, and we have some now. Of course, hopefully won't need it now. So if the show disappears, you know, that's a distinct possibility. We've got some weather-related stuff, which is why I let you know in advance, because we just drop off the air just like that for no reason, and that's happened before too. It's probably not weather-related, and it's probably something completely different. So I don't know. We've got some safeguards in place, and we've got some things going on to ensure the continuity of the broadcast. However, you know, it also coincides with the ability of Republic Broadcasting Network, the headquarters there, not to get struck by a tornado also. So, you know, we're all keeping our fingers crossed for some decent weather. But I'm just giving you guys the heads up as far as the weather situation here and certainly in Texas as well. Thomas, are you with us?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, welcome to the show. Of course, Thomas is the cheery voice on the other end of the phone when people dial into the show.
Yes, I'm the annoying idiot you hear on the other end of the
show. Oh, no, you're wonderful. hey, just for clarification's sake, how is the weather out there?
Well, actually, there's some very sad news, actually. There was a tornado, I believe, 7 p.m., they're stating, just after 7 p.m., in between the Texas and Mexico border. They had a tornado, and unfortunately, six people were killed. So far, they've said local hospitals. There's another 40 people have been injured. Now, two children are actually being flown who are injured are actually being flown to the University of San Antonio Hospital. So, I mean, it's definitely really bad down there. They said a couple of towns have been completely obliterated.
Wow.
Yeah, some bad stuff down there. Not only that, but like you, we're also under severe weather watch. As a matter of fact, I've seen lightning strike outside the window of the studio here. So
really? Like strike, not flash?
Literally. But, I mean, oh, wow. I heard it hit something outside. So it wasn't the station because we're on the air. Weather's never a good thing, especially in Central Texas. And, you know, it's kind of odd because, you know, normally this weather would be in Central Texas.
Yeah.
For it to hit South Texas, for me, it's kind of odd.
You guys have been certainly getting your fair share of bad weather as of late. Let me ask you to hang on here, obviously. So, Thomas, go ahead and stay on those phones during the break here if anybody else wants to dial in with this open line hour we've got. But we'll come back to you because, again, folks, we talked extensively about the weather and sort of what's happening. It is relevant. It will continue to be relevant. Let's just hope it's not personally dangerous to your health. So got to stay in the loop. Stay with us. Back in three.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, and here we are, the home stretch, the final hour of the show. I invite you to make this an open line opportunity. Take advantage of this hour and dial into the network there, 800-313-9443. Thomas is helming the phones. He is joining us. We were just talking about your weather there lately. It's been pretty bad, from what I understand.
Yeah, not only that, but up in Dallas, where a good friend Debbie is with the Berkey Filter, they're having actually a lot of bad weather up there. Actually, in Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, American Airlines has shut down a lot of their flights because they can't get out of there because of the bad weather. As a matter of fact, the baseball game tonight they had with the Seattle Mariners and the Texas Rangers, they had to postpone that game because of the weather, because of the tornadic conditions.
Wow.
So, yeah, Texas is getting hit pretty hard, which means you guys are about to get a bunch of it, too.
Yes, thanks for passing that along.
Well, you know, just to let you know. And but, yeah, people, this is one thing we need to think about, and being prepared, because we never know weather's going to hit, you know, having the Berkey filters, having preparedness kit. I mean, because if a tornado hits, it takes everything out. If you're prepared, you're covered. You don't have to worry. Your worry that you'll have to have is your family.
That's right. Well, we've talked about it many times on the show. That's what this show is about, is solutions. That's what this network is about, is solutions. And we have lots of great sponsors at Republic Broadcasting who, allow us to continue on with what we do. And we've covered a lot of this stuff. There's food options available to you. There's health options available to you. There's heating options available to you. These are all good things to know about. And you should have a good radio. Shortwave, a weather radio. Sometimes you can get the two combined into one. Those weather radios are really phenomenal too. I just picked one up recently because obviously all the stuff going on.
Right.
But
at the very least, you need to have at least a weather radio.
Yeah.
Especially now, as we all know, this type of weather just suddenly pops up. We know it's not just Mother Nature having fun. So we need to kind of be prepared because tornadoes, they just drop out of the sky. I mean, there's no warning. Once they happen, and the only thing you can do is pretty much just get in shelter and hope and pray.
Amen. That's about it. Well, I appreciate the update. Please keep us in the loop, and we'll discuss our own little emergency plans for the show when we get the opportunity, probably at the next break or something,
You know, we have a caller, actually, also.
All righty. I'm ready when you are.
All right. Well, here she comes. Our good friend Mary from Georgia is back.
Mary in Georgia, welcome back.
Right?
Yes, ma'am.
I think I need to change my calling number from my calling name from Mary from Georgia to Frank's Thorn in the Side.
No. I love the calls. I love the interaction. I think that's where it's at. You know what I mean? People need to, a lot of the calls have been extremely generous tonight, embarrassingly complimentary. But what they've complimented me on is my interaction with you guys. It's because I crave that. I think that communication is the most important thing available to us because it's how we understand each other. It's how we understand ourselves better and our place and our situation, and we learn from each other. You know, I am 32 years old. I've lived a heck of a lot in those 32 years. I've been a lot of places, seen a lot of things, but I have not done the things that everybody else has done. Now, whether you're older than me or you're younger than I am, you've done different things. You've seen different things. You've experienced things. You've lived differently. And these experiences shape who we are and why we think the way we think and believe the way we believe. It's vital that we share this with each other.
Yeah, well, I am older than you. I'm 54.
Just a little bit.
And my son is 35. So, if young people would listen to old people, they'd be a whole lot better off. But, they never do that.
I agree.
Never do.
I was perusing through my favorite nemesis a couple of weeks ago, and this would be Walmart, of course. They're the only place open at 3 a.m. in Arkansas. And I was swinging by Walmart on the way home, and I got to talking to a gal who worked at the checkout line. Now, she was older. I don't know. I'd probably say in her late 60s or early 70s. And she was talking to me about Epsom salts. And we were talking about gardening. And she started telling me about all the different ways that her father and her grandfather used to garden and how, much better the plants were and how things operated before they had all these different additives and preservatives. And she's a big fan of using Epsom salts in the gardening process. And I concurred with her on that. And I said, yes, I also heard that you can use lime as well to sprinkle on the soil to sweeten like tomatoes. And she said, oh yeah, absolutely. And she started giving me all these additional gardening tips. So, and she said, I just wish people would listen to the way things used to be and the way things used to be done, because people have forgotten how to get by without the modern conveniences. And I told her, I said, gosh, I couldn't agree with you more. So I think it is vital that we understand this. This is an opportunity for younger people. It is a resource for younger people. And unfortunately, most of the younger people feel that they understand everything. They know everything. And, I went through those phases myself, and I hope that I've come to my senses in a reasonable amount of time, and the realizations that, people have so much to offer, you just got to give them a chance.
Yeah, well, the older people surely knew how to do things. They had the old remedies and the old cures and the roots and stuff like that and everything, and all that's kind of getting lost out there. But what I called in for, Frank, you kept saying, I understand y'all having some bad weather.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said you didn't understand the difference in a tornado watch and tornado
good.
Warning.
Yeah, so you're going to teach me something here, please.
Yeah.
What's the difference between watch and warning? Which one's worse?
Okay, a tornado watch is just watch to see if you see one.
Okay.
Because the conditions are favorable for one.
Okay.
But if they give you a tornado warning, then one has been spotted.
Okay. Okay.
That's the difference.
I always get those confused. And a friend of the family, actually, she's a wonderful gal, and she actually knew that, and she was so excited that she knew it, and so excited that I did not. So she just mocking my ignorance. and I'll tell you what, Mary, just a fair warning, I will forget that. I don't know why, but I can't retain that. I just that little it's like I have several forms of kryptonite. One is math, the other is directions. Really bad at both of those. And apparently the difference between warning and watch. I'm really bad at that as well.
Kind of remember it this way. Watch, okay? You're looking to see if you see one, okay?
Okay.
Warning. Any kind of warning is that something's coming.
Right. It means somebody was watching and they saw one.
Somebody
and they're warning
one.
You. Okay.
Yeah, right.
All right. Mnemonic devices. Wonderful tool.
Well, maybe you can remember that.
I will do my best.
But I love you, Frank.
I love you too, Mary. Good luck with I hope you guys get some rain. I know Georgia's been in drought conditions for like 12 years now, so I hope that you guys get some good rain, not some bad tornadic rain.
Well, we've been under some of that kind of weather that you are, but some reason this area I live in has always been spared. Thank the Lord for that.
Amen.
But I hope y'all stay safe.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
We'll talk to you
later. All right. Take care. Bye-bye. Just love her. 800-313-9443. Here's a state I visited but never lived in. Jim in West Virginia, welcome to the show.
Yes, I'm back.
Good.
Okay, you all keep talking about such interesting things. What do you know about amateur radio?
Amateur radio in terms of, like, micro-broadcasting?
No, as in the American Radio Relay League. I've talked to people in New Zealand on 100 watts.
Okay. You mean like sort of
radio.
Like ham radio.
Right.
I know very little about ham radio, except that I find it to be captivating in every possible conceivable way.
It's captivated me for decades.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah, I listen 99.9% of the time.
Hmm.
But at any rate, all jokes aside, you were talking about communication and shortwave radios and weather radios, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes.
I'll quote a fellow by Riley Hollingsworth, who's the head of the SEC's Enforcement Division for Amateur Radio. He has stated roughly, I'm going to try to quote him roughly, is that we are the possessors of the world's only bulletproof, basically, communication system. If the power goes down, we can still do it. Okay, if the phone lines are down, we can still do it. And I've done public service, like when we had problems like this. But it is amazing to sit there and listen to the ham bands. Now, you're on 3215 kilocycles, okay? And there are a whole bunch of ham bands everywhere going from 1.8 megacycles to forevermore. And they all have different propagation characteristics. And if you get a bunch of ham radio people together, I've been to Ham Fest. They're the nicest people I've ever run to as a group. You'll sit there and wander around the tables and learn stuff. Can I mention three websites? I'm not financially associated with them.
Oh, I don't care if you are. Go ahead.
Okay. One of them is ARRL.org, American Radio Relay League, okay. ARRL.org.
Wonderful.
There's another one called eham.net. I'll spell it out, eham.net.
Okay.
There is another one called QRZ, which in Morse code means who is calling, QRZ.com.
Okay.
Getting your license now is easier than ever before. They've wiped out the code requirement. I had to do 13 words a minute to get one of my licenses, and I could have done 20 to get another license, but didn't. But they wiped out the Morse code requirement here as of, I think, February.
Mm-hmm.
And you can I can talk to people over the Eastern United States at night I want to on 100 watts and
that's
a 500-foot piece of wire.
Well, let me pick your brain since I've got you here, and we're coming up
Absolutely.
On a break. But I want to know this. Now, obviously, the Morse code requirement, somebody asked me what I thought about that, and I said I think it's a good thing because it does free up less restrictions, less requirements for people to get involved with this. And the more people involved, the more communication we're going to have, obviously. But I want to ask you about a setup and how it works and how much, what should somebody maybe get started with? Because I have no comprehension of this stuff. I'd love to, though, but hopefully you can answer some of these questions. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
Our are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves and More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pretty little hairdo, don't do what it used to. Can't disguise a living, all the miles that you've been through. Makeup, burden that you carry more than one soul could ever bear.
So sad.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Taking your calls, 800-313-9443. Jim in West Virginia is with us. And, Jim, I told you I had some questions about ham radio, and you're going to give me a crash course, and I appreciate that.
I'm going to hit the very tips of the icebergs because it's an incredibly deep world. We have our own amateur satellites, which will take data up and dump it out a third of the way around the world. Okay?
Wow.
I'll divide it into three different license categories.
Okay.
There's a technician, which is entry level, and grade school kids can get that. My wife took the book for 3 weeks and aced the test. I've never aced an FCC test. But there's a general test which allows you what are called HF privileges, means high frequency, which is 3 to 30 megacycles band. Okay, and there's subbands within them. These are the world band frequencies. You can get your general class license, more technical information, and you can get your extra class license, amateur extra class is how it's written.
Right.
That's why I gave out the websites. It's incredibly important because it's so vast and so wide. The technician class allows you VHF privileges, which means this starts with a 2-meter band, 144 to 148 megacycles. They work with repeaters, which, for instance, when I lived at a high place, I could take an antenna, take a 5-watt handheld transmitter, HT is our nickname for it. I could hit a repeater about 70 air miles away and talk to people 70 miles from there on 5 watts because it would go into a device which would receive at one frequency, transmit out at another frequency, retransmit everything, and then people could talk back and forth all over creation. I could hit about 50 repeaters from where I once lived.
Wow.
Elevation is incredibly important at VHF frequencies. It's bulletproof. I live in a place where we don't have cell phone signals. My wife and I both have our licenses, and this is the way we keep in contact. The general class license opens up the HF world band frequencies. You can run like a kilowatt, all right? And I've copied signals from all over the world in code, CW, Morse code. There's a gentleman who worked 100 different countries on 10 watts and used a window screen for an antenna.
Wow.
And using CW, which is, well, I'll give you a little example. It was called Morse code. That's CQ and Morse code.
Okay.
But at any rate, the bottom line is it's code, it's voice. There's fax transmissions, photograph transmissions. There's something called PSK where you can sit there. It's like an online chat room. You can take 20 watts and talk to Europe on it. Each band has its own propagation in HF. Now, the extra class gives you more frequencies in the HF band, and it's just an incredibly wide world. But except for interference and occasional, well, more frequent now, geomagnetic storms, which will wipe out the ionosphere, you bounce the signal off of the ionosphere. How far can you see the light from a 100-watt light bulb? Okay. How far is New Zealand from West Virginia? Okay. And conditions are right and interesting. And they're the smartest, nicest people you'll ever run into. If you get 10 guys who, for instance, have their general or amateur extra class licenses, out of those 10 guys, you'll probably find 50 people who one might own an airplane, you might run into a millionaire, one might have a yacht. I've talked to people all over God's green earth. But 99.9% of the time, I just listen. I love it. I've got probably a dozen shortwave radios. And the single sideband carries six times as far, roughly, six times as much as AM, amplitude modulation. You have to have a radio which will receive single sideband to listen to them. And some of their conversations are fascinating. Some of them aren't. It's a whole world. And it's like you open up a window with those three websites. You can take your tests online and practice.
Oh, wow.
There's a known set of what they call pool questions. Yeah. If you learn all those, you'll ace the exam.
Well, let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Let's say I wanted to go and do this. Would I head to Radio Shack? And how much would I look to drop to get involved in the beginning of this?
Okay, a VHF handheld, you can get them for like $50 on eBay. Okay.
Oh, wow.
My two HTs are like $50 on eBay. Now, my first one I paid in the 80s for that one was... it was like $300. I haven't been involved since I was a kid, but the price for the radios is nothing. You can get a used HF rig where you can talk all over the world, single sideband code, fax, you name data transmissions. There's all kinds of different means of transmitting information. You can get those on eBay for like $300-$500 max. And one radio I paid $1,200 for now goes for about $350 on eBay. You need a power supply. For HF, this is the world band and high frequencies.
Is this just to listen or is this to communicate as well?
This is both ways.
Oh, okay.
The equipment's dirt cheap now compared to what you use. One That's radio great. I bought for $1,200, you can now get for $350 on eBay, $400. And a lot of the older equipment is more repairable, believe me, than the new. Trust me, I live, eat, and breathe electronics. But it's a situation where the cost is not prohibitive. The fascination is endless. The people is what keeps dragging me back into it.
Yeah, I talked to a good friend of mine. He's been on the program a number of times, named Tom Berryhill. And he told me that he remembers distinctly listening to ham operators talking about the attack on the USS Liberty hours, if not days, before anybody else was talking about it. So, you know, in fact, I believe, don't quote me on this, but I believe he actually heard transmissions from those guys on that ship, which is mind-boggling. Hang on a second. Another quick break, folks. Back in three with your phone calls and, of course, more Frankly Speaking Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Welcome back, folks. Glad you're here. Got about 25 minutes left in the show with your calls, 800-313-9443. Jim in West Virginia, welcome back. And thank you so much for all of this crash course in this.
Can I give you a little bit more of a crash course?
Oh, no, please, please.
Yeah. Okay, it involves for the HF, the World Band stuff, a transceiver, which I mentioned like $300-$400, a 12-volt power supply or a battery with a battery charger on it. You need an antenna tuner. You can get them for $50 off of eBay for talking 100 watts, for talking kilowatts. You need some kind of an antenna. There's gobs of information on antennas on the Internet. Gee willikers. The ARRL has gobs of publications. They're very good. There's gobs of information on the net about all of this. And, there's no amount of money which can buy the frequencies we can use. Let me tick them off in megacycles, or megahertz, I'm sorry. 1.8 to 2. 3.5 to 4, 7 to 7.3, which we share with international broadcasters, 14 to 14.350, 21 to 21.450, 28 to 29.7. Matter of fact, there have been times when I have talked and I've heard my voice after it went all the way around the world, 15 milliseconds delay. It literally can go around the world.
That's amazing.
Different hours of day are different seasons are different. Mm-hmm.
There are all kinds of different antenna arrangements. It's an incredibly wide open world. The mainstream media squelches it. I'll give you an example of a story. We had a horrendous snowstorm which wiped out power, everything else in the world. The police didn't have communications. Automatically, the hams just popped into situations and said, okay, now what do we do? On a local repeater, 2 meter, which is technician and above licenses. And we transported medical supplies, we transported MDs, we transported patients with their four-wheel drives. Is it just like a de facto? Everything just popped into place. When there have been storms, we have been there. And as I said, there's a very interesting thing every year called Field Day. It's in June. Don't remember which week of June. But people go out, and it's kind of a contest, see how many contacts you can make. ARRL sponsors it, gives out awards. But these guys go out, and they set up antennas, they set up generators and all kinds of power supplies and try to see how many communications they can make. But it is, there are things, there are hams which sit there and bounce signals off of the moon, of all things. I mean, it's such a wide world that can I mention the websites one more time for those people with a pencil?
Sure.
Okay, it's ARRL.org. Stands for American Radio Relay League. It dates back to, I think, 1918. They're our primary voice in Congress and elsewhere. I'm a great proponent of the ARRL. I used to be a member. I'm too lazy now. I bought all their publications, I think. There's eham.net. There's all kinds of interesting subjects and forums and information about equipment and modifications and problems. You can find radio shops which repair things. And there's QRZ.com. Now, I think it's QRZ.com. I may be wrong. But you can go there and you can take tests all you want and learn it. You don't even have to buy the stinking book. And I think the first book, I think Radio Shack sells one, it's called Now You're Talking for the Technician Class License. I had a friend of mine who lives Eats and Breathes Electronics, and I kept saying, get your ham license, get your ham license. He said, I don't know all the frequencies. He walked in, didn't even have a pencil, and got his technician's license. Of course, he's an electronics technician.
Wow.
But it is easier than ever before, and the mainstream media almost squelches it. We, for 2.5 days, worked emergency communication. We were emergency transportation during this snowstorm, and
it's
the
amazing.
Local media wouldn't touch it. It's not like mainstream broadcasting is against it, and the only thing I can tell you is that the most fascinating thing and what drags you back into it is the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an ICOM 735, which is made in 1980, I can't remember when, sitting beside me right now. And it is a fantastic HF receiver for international shortwave broadcasts. I listen to people all over the world. I've been listening since I was 10. But it is absolutely fascinating, and it is the world's, unless the government jams the frequencies, and I have heard that they're quite capable of doing this, I don't know. That's totally unconfirmed. But you can communicate all over God's green earth, and it varies from hour to hour, day to day. It is the most, I have had all kinds of hobbies in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Name it, I've had it. But at any rate, ham radio has stayed with me forever more than a day, and there's some very interesting discussions which go on.
Mm-hmm.
And I have heard many things which blew my mind. But you'll find in a group of hams, you'll find some fellow who's been in the military for his life, a lifer in the military. You'll find all kinds of people with all kinds of experiences, and they are very concerned about other people as opposed to themselves. It's nothing like the OCB world, nothing at all. The language is good. The behavior is excellent. We are self-policing. If somebody doesn't have a call sign or doesn't jive with what else they say, we kind of ignore them. But it is the most incredible, wonderful world of communication that you could ever imagine.
That's great.
And if you have a shortwave radio, which can receive single sideband, you could peruse some of these frequencies.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I mentioned these websites, because they open up the world, and there's more of it than that. I'll let you go with that, but you mentioned communication. There's actually a group of hams called Skywarn, and they sit there and they track tornadoes. Mm-hmm. Okay? There's a group called Ares, which is involved in emergency communications and passing of communications when there's a communication failure.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, it's a situation where the communication law of 1934 is written so that if there's an immediate threat to life or property, you own that frequency. but all other all laws are off if there's an immediate threat to life and or property. It is something, I think, I don't remember how many hams there are. There's 250,000 or something extra class. I can't remember anything anymore. But the information is out there, and very few people know about it. I am shocked at the number of people I've run into below the age of, let's say,
40 or 50 who don't even know about shortwave. I was at a coal preparation plant one time, and I was telling them I could listen to BBC. They didn't believe me. I had a boombox with shortwave radio on it. So I set the boombox on the truck of my hood of my truck and sat there, tuned in BBC, and walked off. And they came out lunch and says, golly. Most people don't know about shortwave or ham radio, and I really think that your listeners will be totally fascinated if they're interested in truth.
Sure.
And I will let you go with that.
Jim, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Take care. You know, that's such a fascinating thing. And, you know, looking at it in that capacity, I'll give you an example. I grew up, and I have an aunt who always was captivated by listening to the police scanner. Just loved it. She absolutely just always had it on somewhere in the background. And after a while, she got to know all the codes and everything, just figured it out. But she just loved to hear what was going on. And if you've ever listened to that, you'll notice if, let's say there's a robbery or something. So there's a robbery you hear about on the police band, and you know, they're communicating some of the details and whatnot. Well, then, you know, 4 or 5 days later, the mainstream media picks it up, and meaning, of course, mainstream media locally, they'll pick it up and, you know, not give you any details for the most part, maybe a little bit here and there. But, you know, you heard it first, and I think to me that was always the most amazing thing. Not necessarily the voyeuristic aspect of it, but being able to know something as it was going down. Now, how many times have you seen a really bad accident and you tune into the news that night and there's nothing? And you're like, how could they not have something on this story? It's a big story. And there's never anything. But if you do have the police band, you could hear that. But I if you take that and you magnify it and you make it global, well, there's your ham radio from what it seems like. And I've always been captivated by this. And the idea of communication is a vital one. For those of you who have never seen the movie called The Trigger Effect, you may want to. It's worthwhile. I haven't seen it in a long time. I can't vouch for all the details of it, but the gist of it is there's a power outage. And, you know, the first couple of days, everybody's like, okay, what's going on? And as it drags out longer and longer and longer, people start getting paranoid, and they start thinking, this is the end of the world. And they start, you know, price gouging, and people start shooting each other, and it just gets out of hand. And it's just because of a communication breakdown. See, we, you know, regardless of where you get your information from, you rely on information, okay? If you don't have any television or any radio or any internet or any telephone or any of that stuff, I mean, this is what it's all about. This keeps people sane, is the interaction, the communication, and Jim mentioned that, you know, it's the people that keep bringing you back, and I think it's the same thing for me here in radio. Let's continue with our calls. 800-313-9443. Reload in Arizona. Welcome to the show, sir.
Hello. How are you doing?
Doing well, sir. How are you?
I'm doing well. I've got a few comments I decided to go ahead and call in and make. First off, when you mentioned the shortwave and the various micro broadcasters or whatever you are, that's great. But I got to tell you, C-band rules.
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen on C-band.
Oh, okay. Wonderful.
I would perhaps, if it was inexpensive enough, be willing to rebroadcast just about 24/7 everything this particular sub-audio sub-carrier broadcasts.
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, on the colloidal silver.
Yes, sir.
I had real good luck with colloidal silver that I make myself also. I just went down to Radio Shack and got a... you can, you know, it's a variable power supply for whatever you need it for, and it's got one setting that's up around seems like it's about 24 volts or something that works real good.
Hmm. What did that cost for something like that?
It seems like that little power. It's just a little plug-in, you know.
Okay, like an adapter or something.
Yeah, just an AC to DC adapter, and it'll run whatever you got because it's got a switch on it, and then it's got a multifaceted plug and attachments and stuff, and I never use it for any of that other stuff, so I just cut that off and put some good old alligator clips on there, and I put a bar of an ingot of silver in there and on both sides and make colloidal silver, and it's been very helpful to a lot of my neighbors who've gotten sick with stuff that the American Monopoly Association couldn't deal with.
Well put.
Okay.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, colloidal silver is fantastic. I've used that for a couple of years now and just couldn't be more pleased with the results. I've I use Super Silver. We've had one of our guests who does that. But, you know, everybody I've talked to, and even people who are selling it themselves, will say, listen, I don't care where you get it from. Just, you know, make your own if you want to, whatever. You got to have this stuff. And, I could not be more convinced in its effectiveness.
Yeah, just for one example, my mother, who's passed on now, a couple of years ago, had, for weeks in a row, an eye infection that they couldn't get cleared up. I made her some colloidal silver out of reverse osmosis water, and she put a couple drops in there a couple times a day for a couple days, fixed it right up.
Oh, that's great news.
Another subject I wanted to comment on, let me find my list here. I got to stress that I've only briefly skimmed the book Privacy Crisis.
Yes, sir.
Which I got from the Borders in Vegas, and it was about $45 shipped here to Arizona. But I got to say, they said it'd probably be about a week or 10 days. It was here the third day. And with the brief skim of it, it looks like good stuff. And I would suggest that there'd be an audio version of that.
What a wonderful idea.
Made up pronto, because I have optic nerve damage,
yes, sir,
which gives me very bad dyslexia-type symptomology.
Mm-hmm.
And reading of any type is difficult, but particularly if I don't have bright white paper with a jet black large font print.
Well, that is a phenomenal idea, and you know what? I will pass that along to Grant Hall, because I wouldn't have even thought of that. But what a great idea! I mean, certainly there's so much information. A lot of people, excuse me, who like to drive, and the more I've driven, the more I've realized how much I enjoy talk radio. You know, music's nice, but talk radio is great because it keeps your brain working. And I've really fell in love recently in the last probably couple of years with audiobooks on the car. I just love it. It certainly keeps things going. So, yeah, I think that's a phenomenal idea. I will pass that along.
One more comment,
yes, sir,
and then I'll let somebody else. You've probably got 9 people waiting. I've been a listen-only shortwave listener now for probably 10 years. I use your basic Grundig Gatby 400 with a long-wire antenna.
Hmm.
When I say long-wire, I mean long-wire.
Yeah?
It goes all the way around the perimeter of my house.
Wow.
Yeah, it almost picks up too good. I use the long wire that comes with it. It comes with a long wire that you can plug in and stretch out about 20 feet or so. I use that more frequently than anything else. And I've got to say ditto to the controlled mainstream media. I hear things from other countries in particular that from a different point of view, obviously.
Yeah.
But I hear things that I would think would be a big significant story here, and I even call my local television and radio stations up and mention them.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the website? Well, and that's another thing. That's another comment, but I'll get to that later. That,
okay.
You know, if it's not on the web, nobody can deal with it.
It's true.
You know, and they don't even mention it.
Yeah, that's really tragic, isn't it? That was one of the first things I learned, to be honest with you, when I started getting into more of a news-based type of program, is that if I started digging deep enough, I could find, you know, the same, let's say, I don't know, explosion in Baghdad, okay, which is more or less pretty much, unfortunately, a very frequent occurrence these days.
It sure is.
But then, you know, you go to the, let's say you go to the mainstream media, then you've got your left-leaning version and your right-leaning version, and then you go and maybe check out the French version or the German version or the, you know, who knows? There was one website I used to go to, Jihad Unspun, which was put together by, you know, these the people who were, you know, the insurgents, basically. This was their little network of news, and they always had information. I remember bringing stories out, and I don't ever put anything out that I can't source, so people can go and see it for themselves. But I remember doing a story about a rocket attack on our troops. And they were saying how many American soldiers they had killed. And I said, I'm not finding this anywhere.
Exactly.
Is this true? And I started digging around, and I started talking to people who were there. And we've gotten calls from Iraq before. We have listeners over there. And they would call up and say, you know, it's true or it's not true, depending on the story. But this one in particular, I actually got photographs of our troops in these in these masks, these chemical weapons masks.
We never hear about it.
Right, exactly. So you can find multiple versions of the same story, but they're all getting different sources. So when you take those as a collective and you start digging in, you find bits and pieces all throughout all these different versions, and when you collect them all together, you get the big picture, and that's something we try to do. So I agree with you very much that it is vital we listen to these things, other countries' broadcasts and whatnot.
Okay. If you don't mind, I've got I'll make it brief, two-part philosophical comment to make.
I would love that.
The first part is, in much the same way that you – well, the first part is – I feel like the whole world is just like entirely too much internet dependent. Anything done on the internet is like somebody's got a record of it, and that record can be a manipulator or whatever. But in particular, the marketing and whatnot of items being so internet dependent, it's just like I don't think it's a good thing.
Let me ask you to hang on here for a second, sir. We got a quick break to deal with, folks. We're back in three with the conclusion of our broadcast here tonight. Frankly Speaking Radio, please stick around and listen. There's plenty more, of course, Republic Broadcasting programming coming up. But stay with us, and we'll be right back.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. I am your host, Frank Will, and I'm thrilled that you're here and thrilled that you've been with us throughout this journey here tonight. Lots of great information courtesy of you guys. And Reload in Arizona is back with us. Welcome back, sir.
I'm here.
Thank you again. And when we left off, you were talking about the internet.
Right. Another, connected with that, Privacy Crisis ad just ran, and another thought popped into my mind that was something that I really need to inform you of. I had to listen, like, nonstop and hear the commercial, like, a dozen times before I was able to write down the number. The number is going by too fast, and that's common with a lot of the advertising on your products.
Well, the problem with that, and I get that a lot from a lot of people. They say I talk too fast or I read too fast. And
I'm talking about the advertisement.
I read
the phone number only.
I know. I did the commercial. That's why I brought it up. Yeah.
I didn't realize that.
Oh, that's all right. It sounds different when it's recorded and then, of course, emailed down to the network. But I would say this to you and to everybody. You can always call into the network. Okay, let's say if you were to call in tonight and say, I don't want to talk to Frank, I want a phone number from you, Thomas, and Thomas would say, hold on, and he'd check with me, and I've got it written right here, and I can give that out any time. So I apologize for that, but, you know, we can rectify that any time. The problem is trying to, as you can imagine, and you obviously are very familiar with broadcasting, everything's got to come down in chunks. It has to be broken down into time frames, and you only have, 60 seconds to do these commercials, and a lot of information, unfortunately, to fit in there.
I understand.
Yeah.
Another comment on the internet and on the philosophical thing, in much the same way. Look, I've got neighbors that got the internet, and I've seen some of the most horrific, evil type stuff available on the net that there is. In much the same way that good programming exists like this, and I hear you say you can listen on the net, and so I assume that's something that a lot of people do. In much the same way that you're a good ingredient and it's being used for good to God's glory and everything else, et cetera, so forth and so on, in much the same way, I hear a lot of anti-Masonic comments on this station, and I got to tell you, it's bad. Because I know several Masons, and several of them are also Shriners, and by God, these are good men, they do good things, and I tell you what, if there's not a good ingredient that God is using for good involved in it, then it's going to be all bad. And with all the comments about the bad comments, derogatory comments about Freemasonry that I hear, and I got to say I've never seen a bad Freemason or anything underhand or anything else go bad or wrong or anything else. All the ones I know, and I know three or four. Intimately well, good old-time friends and whatnot. I know another half a dozen through them from going to barbecues and whatever.
Sure.
They're also good guys. Stop and help people by the road and just real good people.
That's good.
And if it keeps being broadcast that Masonry is all this evil, bad stuff, then good men would never join it. And God couldn't use it for good.
No, I don't disagree with you, sir. My only issue with the whole thing is quite simply explaining to people with some of the guests we've had on who have really delved deep into the not just the origins of it, but the inevitable conclusion of the 33rd degree and where that leads and the journey along the way.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that.
Well, I think it's important for people to understand the whole trip. Now, what we've also stated, at least on this program, quite simply, is that a lot of good people are probably involved in politics, are involved in the government, are involved in the military, are involved in intelligence, are involved in anti-terrorism and counterterrorism, are involved in the police force, are involved in a great many things.
I'd like to hold over.
Actually, that's the end of the show, unfortunately.
Okay.
But I'll tell you what.
The 33rd degree is the Scottish Rite of Freemasonry. It's not the Blue Lodge.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk about it another time, my friend. But I do appreciate the call, and I hope to hear from you soon. Folks, that's going to do it for our broadcast this evening. But we'll be back in only 20 hours. I hope we'll see you on the other side. Have a spectacular day.
It's true.